Driving down the country roads of Nebraska's wide-open landscape is rarely uneventful. Observing the sky is a constant. One develops a sense, almost an addiction, to looking for whatever drama, large or small, that may unfold. The majesty of Nebraska's vast panoramic space is filled with the forces of nature, where the sky and land appear to connect. At first glance, it appears there is a total absence of color in Jennifer Homan's pastel painting, Arid Skies. Color is being obliterated by a barreling wind. Incredible gusts launch waves of dry, earthy dirt through the atmosphere. The invisible cloak of the wind is gone. Natural light is swallowed up. Pallid, arid dust envelops almost the entire sky. Homan's choice of a square format is unusual for a landscape painting, leading your eye skyward. A curving, wind-blasted sandy trail draws your eye in. A solid, lone cedar tree in the far distance provides a focal point, holding on against the might of the protagonist wind. Initially planted by farmers for shade and shelter, the cedar tree has become an invasive threat, contributing to a serious reduction in the Great Plains grasslands that cattle ranchers depend on. The brightest light is along the horizon line. A golden-yellow wisp is only just visible. A delicate nod to the glorious fiery sunsets that also fill these skies. Connection to Nebraska. Jennifer Homan was born in Fort Collins, Colorado, and was raised in Kearney, Nebraska. Arid Skies was inspired by skies I noticed as I was leaving Colorado and entering Nebraska, east of Julesburg, Colorado.